Our next guest is a very funny gentleman who has a fairly bleak but utterly consistent view of human nature. He is appearing this very week at the Funny Firm in Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to this program, Bill Hicks. Bill.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here. I've been on the road for the last 3 years, so bear with me while I plaster on a fake smile and plow through this stuff one more time. Teasing, it's magic every show. Been on what I call my UFO tour, which means like UFOs, I too have been appearing in obscure southern towns in front of handfuls of hillbillies lately. I've been doubting my own existence. Stones are touring again. That feels good, doesn't it? Man. What a relief, too, man. I thought I partied hard, you know? The fact that Keith Richards still walks makes that pack of cigarettes I smoke a day look like granola bars, you know? Actually, I'm smoking way too much. I'm going through like 2 lighters a day now. I'm starting to feel it. I'm glad summer's over. I'm so tired of hearing people talk about the beach. Where are you going? The beach. Where were you yesterday? The beach. Where are you going tomorrow? The beach. It's where dirt meets water, you know? I don't get it. Not my environment. Everyone down there is tan, white teeth. I got white skin and tan teeth. I've been traveling. I noticed a certain anti-intellectualism sweeping our country. It's very scary. Last week, I was in Nashville, Tennessee. After the show, I went to a Waffle House, right? I'm eating. I'm reading a book. I'm alone. Waitress walks over. Hey, what you reading for? What a weird question. Not what am I reading, but what am I reading for? I don't know. I guess I read for a lot of reasons. One of the main ones is so I don't end up being a waffle waitress. Then this trucker in the next booth gets up, stands over me, and goes, "Well, looks like we got ourselves a reader." What's going on here? She goes, "Why read when you can just flip on the tube? It's not the same. What do you think I'm reading here? Hee Haw the Book?" Man. Serious pockets of humanity out there. Go to some of these truck stops in the middle of nowhere sometime and order coffee. Have the guy behind the counter go, "You want the 32 ounce or the large?" Gee, how big is that large? You're going to want to pull your car around back. I'm going to start the pump. I don't know if I want to be awake that long in Tennessee. I saw a sign by the road there that said, "Speed limit enforced by aircraft." Man, you get pulled over by a plane. You have a tough time talking your way out of that one, you know? "Son, I clocked you at 300 miles an hour. The hell's the deal?" "Sorry, sir, I had this large coffee back at that truck stop." Yeah, so it's great to be here in New York, the city that needs no more coffee. I love this city, except for the bums, and that's what they are. They're bums, all right? Very idea. They want me to just give them the hard-earned money my folks send to me every week. You leech, get a job. My dad works 8 hours a day for this money. Can't sleep on the road, and I need my sleep. I make no apologies. I need 8 hours a day and about 10 at night. And I'm good. But on the road, you're staying in hotels, right? You got to deal with the housekeepers, right? Do not disturb on the door. They're there every morning. "Housekeeping, you need fresh towels?" "Yeah, I'm going to need to wipe up your blood." you keep knocking on that door. Do not disturb. It's fairly clear, isn't it? Then again, I'm a reader. So, thank you.